This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. We are live at Jake's in Sachse. It's our number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's a Fan Phenom Thursday, and coming up at 7 o'clock, I think, are you hosting tonight, Chief?
I'm going to be hosting. How about that? First time ever. I'm excited.
That is very cool, and it's a distinguished honor to host that. I think CA, many great broadcasters have hosted it before, and it's a hell of an opportunity for young broadcasters out there, or maybe frustrated broadcasters, podcasters out there, to get your shot, to be the next fan host. You could be alongside us. I mean, look at the ascent Blake Elliott's been on.
I got to work with Blake the last 2 days.
Hell of a job.
He did a hell of a job filling in. Really did.
So thanks to Blake, and thanks to everybody. I'm doing fine. I'd say I'm about 90% right now. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., there's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup. Chief is here. Ruben Portillo is remote engineering. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the heck are you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Got some fresh legs, ready to go five, and then we'll see. I don't even know how long the Phenom stuff's going to go tonight. So stretch, did my calisthenics, and I'm ready to party.
I woke up, first thing I saw was that the Clarence Hill report that the Cowboys offered in excess of $40 million.
I would believe that one.
You would?
I would. Clarence Hill's got a good rapport with Jerry Jones. I'm sure off the side he probably got a number there.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then I think that's got to be enough for Micah to eventually sign, you know.
If
you're riding this thing really hard and, playing the franchise tag leverage, where the APY could be under 30 for the next 3 years for you from the Cowboys' perspective, if you're, really holding Micah's feet to the fire like that, then I could see him refusing to sign. But if you're up around $40 million new money, we're just negotiating to try to see who's going to get the final couple of million dollars. That's all we're really divvying up here, right?
Well, unless there's a years thing, right?
4 years, 5 years could be something the Cowboys are looking at for sure.
And now that T.J. Watt has sort of reset things a little
bit. Oh, yeah, the 200 mil has to be at 5 years, right? 5 years, $40 million.
You want to stretch that thing as far as you can.
Because the other part of the report is it's $200 million guaranteed. There's no way you get close to that on a four-year deal.
Yeah. So, and honestly, just from the vibes in Oxnard, it felt like I don't even know if that is necessarily at this exact moment a deal that is still on the table. It feels like Jerry is ticked off by it that he's like, I don't even think I want to do the deal that I offered him originally. Not to say that that can't change, of course, but as it stands right now, I don't think that's just sitting there waiting to be signed. I think that's like, okay, we're not even talking about this anymore. That's done, and now it's just going to be a game of chicken.
Yeah, Jerry has to stop getting mad. He has to stop getting mad because from the David Mulugeta's perspective, the Cowboys need to go to him. That's where we're at right now. The Cowboys are the ones that need to come with hat in hand and say, okay, you ready to talk about this? because Mulugeta is not going to budge on this thing. He's just not. He's going to make the Cowboys have to come to him and have to say, okay, now the negotiations start in earnest at this point in time. We go forward.
Yeah, you know, I guess the Cowboys feel like deadlines make deals, and they don't have a real deadline.
Yeah.
So if Mulugeta feels that way, the Cowboys are going to say, well, we've never approached a client or a player in this situation. We're going to wait until the deadline, and you can sweat this out. See, I think what Jerry knows is that Micah is having angst through this situation.
Sure.
And when people get in these kind of spots, they end up desiring to get out of it. So when Jerry tells you, I have a high tolerance for ambiguity, he's bragging that because he's an experienced businessman, he can sit here without getting stressed or angry.
Right.
You know, it's the player, you know, who's saying, well, you know, you got to trade me. That's a clear sign we've got him rattled.
Yeah.
You know, and when people are rattled, they make, you know, rash decisions and they request trades or they imagine I can never play for this person again. But I mean, $40 million a year, that's close enough. I think what Micah is really mad about is that Jerry won't call back and close this deal.
I think
Jerry's benefiting from this dragging out.
Yeah, Jerry got mad at him and Micah kind of put him, I think Micah put himself in this situation by engaging with Jerry. I think that kind of drew the ire of Jerry, like, whoa, wait a minute, you and I were talking, you probably asked me about it, and I told you, and we kind of worked on this a little bit. I think that's what Jerry's really disappointed about, that he found somebody that he could look in the eye and negotiate with.
I think it's totally reasonable for Micah to say, I'm going to talk to you, we'll set up some groundwork, you know, we'll do the early framing.
I totally agree.
You're going to talk to my agent, but the idea that Jerry could be mad that a player wanted him to talk to his agent, that to me is where I call BS, because I think Jerry's playing a role right now angry, right?
No, no.
But I think that what he's really getting is just boosting the news cycle.
I think he appreciated the fact that he got to talk to Micah Parsons the way he did. I think that's the part of it, that he looked at Micah Parsons. He's done this with, like you say, there's others that he's talked to, but he didn't do that with Zach Martin or CeeDee Lamb or any of those guys. Micah Parsons went in there and talked to him face-to-face. And I think Jerry Jones appreciated that. And Jerry Jones, as a businessman, said, listen, if I could shake somebody's hand, like we talked about, he goes, I bought the Dallas Cowboys on a face-to-face handshake deal.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, good for you. You're old school, right?
Oh,
that works for you.
No,
but you can't insist. Hold on. You can't insist that a handshake means the same thing to me, can you? You're not saying that it's universally accepted that a handshake gets a deal done.
He felt like that he had the parameters to get this deal done. And now it's, whoa, wait a minute.
Well, that's on him, right? The two people can experience the same thing and have different opinions.
If the guy turns down $40 million a year to play on, that's on the player, though, too.
Well, and I mean, I guess you started this by saying Jerry is mad, right?
He's mad.
I think Mike is mad, too. Yeah,
I just wanted
to make the point that I think Jerry's unjustifiably mad if he is. I'm not sure that he is, but I think he can't be mad at this.
I think he's upset the fact that he felt like that they had kind of the groundwork to get this thing done.
I mean, I would say if you're over $40 million, you absolutely do.
Yeah.
And this is going to get done within 10 minutes of them sitting down together.
Well, it's funny you say that. Reports out of Oxnard, almost 20 minutes into Cowboys practice, no sign of Jerry Jones or Micah Parsons.
Ooh. Is it meeting number three going down right now?
Yeah.
Back there in the hotel rooms? I could see that. Maybe with a Mulugeta there. Maybe Mulugeta on a speakerphone. I'd want to make sure if I'm Jerry Jones that the next time we get framework lined up, there doesn't need to be any further follow-up. I loved how Jerry answered that question the other day, though. Are you confident he's going to be there week one? He's like, I don't know. You know, that's up to him. And there's been a lot of really interesting windows into the mind of Jerry Jones, the businessman, as this is going down. And I think that's why I get enjoyment out of watching these. You know, it gets stressful sometimes, but I really enjoy the theater of this business side.
Oh, it is fascinating when you get people involved like this and you're talking about the amount of dollars. And, you know, usually people get mad at each other and they kind of step away and then they come back and they find the common ground and then you get the deal done. And afterwards, everybody's like, okay, hey, why do we have to go through that? And then we'll do the same thing with the next guy. You know, it's just the way that things operate. I do believe the Cowboys' whole premise of this, of why they're waiting and why they're doing this, is because they don't think Micah's going to miss game checks. And I'm starting to hear that more and more and more with the people that I'm talking with. That that's maybe why that all of a sudden you're in a situation with the Cowboys where you don't have to move very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't.
And so, if you want to be this combative, then we just say, fine.
Yeah.
You know, you want to hold our feet to the fire, then we can shrug our shoulders back at you because you're not going to miss game chance.
Yeah. If it's, yeah. If you're, you know, Mike is looking at this right now going, wait a minute, I have a chance to get $40 million a year out of this thing.
Yeah.
You know, I would quickly say, okay, I'd put my feelings aside too and say, okay, Jerry, this is where you and I are right now.
Yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity to get to talk to you, but I wish you to talk to David, you know, and we could have done this. And then Jerry could say, well, this is how I feel. And they kind of hammer that thing out, and the next thing you know, you got your edge rusher signed.
I didn't get a chance to react to Cowboys and Rams joint practice. There's still a considerable amount of journalism happening around it. I guess I do put some stock in it, even though Shoddy said don't. It kind of just looked like a continuation of what they struggled with last year.
Yeah, you know, and we were watching it from afar and talking to people that were there. But if you want to get a really good idea, if you want just a little hopium,
yeah.
DallasCowboys.com ran training camp live.
Something the two-minute drill?
Yeah, two-minute drill. There's 13 minutes of good football that you can watch, good evaluation football that you can watch. The second offense wasn't as good. Heard the second offense during the normal team period did a pretty decent job. But if you want to feet to the fire, you have two timeouts, you got to get to the 30. Dallas first offense accomplished that against the Rams defense with Dak throwing the football and Pickens, Lamb, and others making plays.
It's hard to tell at this point with the practice and the preseason and all that. There's so many backups on the field. You know,
some Rams ones versus your ones. And the offensive line is no Tyler Smith. I think there's some things that are going to look bad offensively with no Tyler Smith playing. I just think that Hoffman and TJ Bass, nice backup players, but all of a sudden you put them in that situation where they'll get, okay, we have to run the ball, we have to do this. There's
Tyler Smith might be your third best player.
There's no question about that. No question.
All righty. Rangers take 2 of 3 from the Yankees, which is good. But yesterday was one of those games that's going to stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, you know, questions that come off of it, including Robert Garcia going out there and giving up another home run. So, you know,
since the All-Star break.
Yeah, 3 games in a row. That's wild. And they're kind of doing the shoddy thing like, listen, it's fine. You know, just he's got there and, you know, and other teams. Did the trade deadline mess with him? Did he get shook? Because since then, every time he steps out there, he went from being a really good closer to – looking like one of the worst. So,
well,
say 3 days off, and we'll see this weekend.
Yeah, you're in a situation, though, too, where, you know, some good bats, you know, the Yankees and then the Mariners and stuff. But, yeah, he might have got shook. They even put him in the seventh inning, kind of a low-leverage, you know, situation and all that, and that thing gave up a homer. They gave up the game-winning run right there. Even trying to put him in a situation where it looks like this, you know, it looks like Phil Maton will be – he closed the other night.
He looked the part, didn't he?
For Eovaldi. He closed for Eovaldi, and that might be where you need to go. So now they're trying to get Garcia a spot, and he goes out there and poops in the bed, you know? And so that's not good.
No.
And now all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, can I even rely on this guy? And as we've talked about for weeks now, they can't lose games. They just can't. I mean, it's so close to them where they are in the standings, and they've rallied back, and all of a sudden, you have a guy go out there, and he's pitching, and he'd been pitching well until the All-Star break, but these last several times he's gone out there, he looks like me throwing the baseball.
It was for a wild card spot last night, and heck, your offense didn't produce for a second game in a row, and there's much bigger problems,
Adolis
Garcia. Did you see the final deal with Adolis? All 5 times there was a guy on base, 4 of those in scoring position, over 5.
He's got to take the approach that your guy
Rowdy
takes. Rowdy had a 10-pitch at bat the other night and basically just waited it out. And then he hits a soft liner and scores 2 runs.
Yeah, it's a professional hitter right there.
Adolis doesn't have that in his bag.
Adolis looks like he's playing cricket. Like, the ball's bouncing the dirt. He's, like, trying to get it out of the dirt.
He got so lucky to foul tip a handful of those.
What the heck?
But, yeah, he was working it. But it's either just home run or punch out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all Adolis knows how to really do.
Yeah.
And it's extremely frustrating, especially in a situation like that.
apparently a lot of frustrated youth hockey parents in North Texas as the Dallas Stars have monopolized and terrorized some families, at least according to the story in the USA Today today. I've been reviewing it throughout the day, and we're going to talk about that.
Long read, huh?
Very long read. Yeah, very long read. So,
is it one of those Don Van Addith reads?
Yeah, it is kind of like an investigative
Seth
type
Wickersham,
deal.
Seth Wickersham, where all of a sudden you're like going, God, I need a meal here. You
know? I mean, so basically, if you're not going to be around for 420, everybody is familiar with soccer or select baseball or select volleyball, select something.
Thank God that's over.
Well, just imagine if one of those big clubs had a monopoly on all the facilities and leagues.
Oh, the ice time.
Yes.
It's the ice
so,
time. Okay.
So, you know, what we're looking at in soccer is like five major clubs, and they're very competitive and cutthroat, and I'm sure it's the same in baseball and volleyball. But, you know, because there is not the history and the infrastructure of other competitive clubs with history and power, like the Dallas Stars just over a 20-year period accrued all this. And obviously, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And maybe a little bit of that happened. You'll decide for yourself coming up at 420. Another story in the morning news. If you want to be a World Cup volunteer, they have directions on how you can sign up.
Huh.
Would you ever consider doing that? Doesn't that seem wild? Like, who's the person that volunteers? I got a buddy of mine who volunteered to be a volunteer on Super Bowl week. And he stood out in the street and handed pamphlets to people and told tourists where to go like 8 hours a day for free.
Wow.
You know? And this World Cup's going to be like in June, so it's going to be like 95 degrees.
I will tell you the only thing that I would volunteer for to be free, let me be one of those people that work at the Masters. Let me be
there in the middle of it.
Let me be the guy, hold up the quiet please sign. Let me like, oh,
I've been that guy.
Your ball's over here, sir. Come over here, Brooks. Your ball's
there
over
there. You go.
Just eating that famous peach ice cream. And
you don't have to pay me for that.
But see, that's what I'm saying. But they let you play like when the tournament's over. They have a day where you get to play golf there. You get to tee it up at Augusta. Like
see,
for being a
that's
volunteer.
Value. That's value.
If I'm going to be a volunteer for something, that's what I'm going to volunteer for.
Yeah, I think these people sign up just to be part of it, and then they realize, oh my God, I gotta stand here for 10 hours, and I don't even get to go in the game. Like, if you let me in the game or on the course or play the Masters, I will definitely work 12 hours a day all weekend long to be able to play Augusta.
Four
once.
Days, I could see that whole summer. What is the World Cup? Is it a month long?
Yeah, about a month.
And then, but how many games do you have here? I mean, do you have like 5-6 games? I haven't seen the schedule or anything like that. So you're really working those times. But yeah, what
got to be around a dozen?
What job do you have? Are you going to be standing in the sun all day doing that kind of stuff? I don't know if I could do that.
Well, apparently there's a big appetite for it.
Wow.
And you can find out if you're one of those folks. Okay, Jerry and Micah not at practice.
Yeah.
So are they talking contract? We got the G-Bag of the Day Championship coming up next. We'll replay the champion. But we're tracking that story. If there's development, stay tuned. We're live at Jake's in Saxe, home of the best burgers. Man, you want a great burger? Come join us at Jake's in Saxe. They got all these different beers on tap, and the Fan Phenom starts at 7 o'clock. And we're back with more sports here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here at 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Jake's and Saxy, saying hi to Tolos and Fan Phenom participants. It starts 7 o'clock this evening, so come on by and get signed up and then, you know, compete against your fellow Tolos to be the next fan host. That's what it's all about. That's where Blake came from. Been a lot of success stories out of that Fan Phenom over the years, but nobody has pulled off the ascent like Blake Elliott has, okay? So that's your standard. And if you feel like you can hit that standard, we want to see it tonight by 7 o'clock. Eric Chiafalo will be hosting. Now, we have a little development out of Oxnard, California, with Micah and Jerry not in attendance so far in the practice fields. People are speculating and wondering, are they hammering out a deal finally? Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas, Brian.
Yeah, my sources there in the negotiating area are saying there's nothing to read into that. So okay. Jane Slater, I know, reported something. Jane's onto it, and I'm sure she's talking to a lot of the same people. But nothing to report. No, don't read into those guys being not there at the practice.
They're not together negotiating. I guess my next question would be then, is it possible that Micah Parsons is escalating the holdout? You know, is he not there?
If I was David Mulugeta, I would recommend he do that.
Yeah.
I would recommend it. I would say, hey, go ahead and let's go ahead and pack up the bags. Let's get out of there. It's not, you know, it's turning into a little bit of a spectacle. You know, the owner's getting mad. You're kind of, you know, you're having to deal with this. Cameras are on you. He's got to prove to them that he will miss, that he will be fine. He's got to prove that. And if he proves that to them, and they'll see, hey, he is really okay. He's serious. Because I'm 90% sure that the Joneses believe he won't miss game checks.
All right, we'll pick up that conversation in just a little bit. And we're watching Cowboys Twitter for all the developments out of Oxnard, California. Let's first go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius had your champ.
Word up. Hey.
Word up.
Hey, Dawson's back in the building. I see you, bro.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, did that man Blake, did he send you like any cash apps or something?
No.
Oh, okay. You doing that from the kindness of your heart?
Just impressed.
Oh, okay, bro. Okay.
You saw the bat signal.
Promoting my guys, you know.
I see, man.
Good teammate.
Putting a whole lot of sauce. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Replay the champion right about here. My name is Lucius Alexander, L.A. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you see anything we should be playing. This is day 3 for this champion audio. Oh, by the way, I'm like maybe 2 days behind on Instagram to the messages, so sit tight with me. Be patient, brother, please. All right, day 3 going on 4 right here. This champion audio, the RJ and Choppy show, host Sean Sharif jumped the gun on Tolo Ornesto.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing? Yo,
doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen? Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound ignorant. Like,
how?
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Ooh. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called him.
What?
He said he was talking about the listeners who just called him.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to Patel.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not.
All right. Put him down.
There you go.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. No, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
There he goes. Sean Sharif almost cost himself a listener right there.
Yeah.
Not paying attention. I know the feeling.
That was incredible, man.
Bobby Belt with the...
What'd you say?
It's like the George W. Bush meme when they're getting in his ear.
Something you probably need to know.
Sir.
We're live at Jake's and Saxy here. Fan Phenom starts at 7 o'clock. It's time now for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 2:20. Here's his nosebleed brother, the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Shout out to Jake's Burgers. Look at that thing, huh?
My goodness.
I just took a picture of it and sent it to you.
I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, you want me to take a big picture
of it? It's not going to be here much longer.
That's amazing.
It's what we call a classic double Jake's Burger with an extra beef patty. It looks like they went ahead and throw the extra cheese on there as well. Classic triple meat, triple cheese, ready to tear it up. The pickles, the onion, the tomato, all looking fresh. And you get that. Is that a poppy seed bun?
Yeah.
Tell me that's a poppy seed bun?
That's a good vessel right there.
Might fail a drug test after this.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's all right because it tastes good. All right, let's do this thing, boys and girls. I have the oddest superstitions in pro sports history. Really just sports because I think we got some college on here as well. Okay? So this is athletes for the most part. We got a couple of coaches in here. If there's any that come to mind for you or maybe you personally throughout your playing days, I know, Dawson, you had a mean glove at third base. Probably had a couple of things going on from a superstition standpoint. So if you have any personal ones you'd like to fire in, please let me know. Lucius, same to you. I mean, you were a hell of an athlete, Lucius. I say where you might still be. For all I know, you're still getting it done at a high level. But if anybody here in the G-Bag Nation has a superstition that they remember, please let me know.
I don't really have many from playing because my playing days were so long ago and limited. But my old dog, Spud... Did name him after Spud Webb, by the way.
Nice.
When the Trailblazers were on deep playoff runs in the early 90s, I was convinced that if I rubbed his belly, the shot would go in.
Oh.
So he loved games.
I can see the dog loving that. Wanted to make sure we get the burger on the fan cam here.
Oh, no, it's
so everyone can go ahead.
Nobody knows how
sure
to order
thing,
a burger like you.
This thing passes the eye test at a high
seriously.
Level.
That thing's incredible.
Yeah. Seriously, he goes.
See that,
Lucius? He goes. No, I like the double, please. And then could you add the extra patty on top of that, please?
You know why not?
Yeah, those are like smash style, right? So they're not too thick. I don't think you'll have to actually unhinge your jaw for this one, although I like when you do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I surprised even myself that night in Arizona, Dawson.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into the list here. We got a couple of honorable mentions. We start with your former coach at LSNU, the Mad Hatter.
Oh, really? Les Miles eating grass?
Eating grass. I mean, that's who he is and what he does. It's one of the things he's most synonymous with, right? It was back in 2010.
Yeah.
Cameras capture LSU's Les Miles leaning down to the field to pluck the grass he promptly started chewing on during a game against Alabama. And while it was the first time that habit came to most people's attention, it wasn't the first time he'd done it. He later revealed it could be traced back to his time as a baseball player as a kid who was exiled to right field and needed something to distract him during games. So he basically said it was a little tradition that humbles him as a man and lets him know that he's part of the field and part of the game. That's how he would get himself going.
That's a Michigan man.
Les Miles. If anybody ends up going cannibalism style on Les Miles, just know you are getting grass-fed meat.
There you go. I love it. I mean, as a kid, I would get like a long piece of grass and maybe put it in my lip or maybe get a piece of straw, maybe some clover. You know, I don't know how much clover grows in Texas, but up in the Northwest, it's sweet. You can grab those little flowers and suck on them. There's like a little honey in there.
Glad you brought up.
The grass itself, that was a bullying thing. Like, you would tell somebody, I'll make you eat grass. You know, my brother would occasionally try it.
Really? Is that just, like, put your face in the dirt?
Yeah, that, or get on top and, like, pluck the grass and then try to shove it in your mouth. I mean, you grew up in the 80s. You're very familiar with these kind of tactics.
Well, you brought up sucking on something there for a moment.
Clover. Yeah.
That takes me to Jerry Tarkanian's towel.
The towel.
That's all time, right?
Yeah.
That's an honorable mention here.
Yeah.
Outside looking in, college basketball
coach.
That's
outside looking in for sure.
Yeah. I mean, he was at UNLV, started his career at Long Beach State, found himself grappling with a dry mouth during games. So, I mean, most people would just start drinking on water, right? But he took the cotton mouth. Lucius, you've ever had cotton mouth so bad you started sucking on a wet towel?
Absolutely not.
Okay, very good. We head to number 10 on the list.
Number 10.
This is one of my favorites because we got the great videos of this. You guys remember John Henderson used to get slapped in the pregame?
Yes. The defensive tackle, Tennessee?
Yeah, bro. Well, let's see.
Well, he played at Jacksonville, but he went to school at Tennessee.
Went to Tennessee. Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah. Yes.
I only remember the colleges. I don't know where they went after that.
But that's how he would get amped up before games. And it was usually – it looked like it was like one of the trainers. Yeah. Or just like – it was just a funny – it's a funny visual to see like one of the smallest dudes slapping the biggest guy on the team – to get him fired up, bro.
I know the trainer, Joe. God, I can't remember Joe's last name. When I worked in Jacksonville, yeah, but it was Joe Sheehan. Joe Sheehan was the one that slapped him before games.
Man, it would. I wonder what like the first time that happens. Like, are you pulling a trick on me, John? Are you gonna fire back at me here?
No, I think you're okay.
Coming in at number 9, we have Caron Butler's Mountain Dew obsession. He wanted the caffeine, but he wasn't a coffee guy.
Yeah.
So this dude, while he was playing at UConn, before heading to the NBA, he would drink an entire 2-liter bottle of Mountain freaking Dew.
Before games?
He would go usually half before the game, and then he would drink the other half during halftime.
Wow. That's amazing.
Just all hyped up on Mountain Dew. Apparently, Kobe Bryant forced him to quit that habit when he joined the Lakers in 2004. Sure. So, but
here,
then
try this body armor I invested in.
And then he goes back to the Wizards after that, and then he goes back to the Mountain Dew. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know when he finally put the kibosh on that. At some point, you can't continuously think about that. An 82 game season, you're doing 80. I mean, I guess it, what would be 164 ounces of Mountain Dew,
and it's not like he was shredded. You know, I think if your body is turning and burning that stuff and getting rid of it, you're not putting on weight. But Caron Butler always was a little heavier. That's just too much sugar.
I'll tell you what,
much better ways to get your caffeine. Let me suggest a diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah, all my guys in endurance racing, those pit crew guys that stay up 24 hours, 12 hours. That's all they do is Mountain Dew the whole race, just to stay awake.
You know? See, I get used to it, but now I've been drinking water like close to a gallon every day for maybe 8 or 9 years.
Sure.
If I have one regular soda, it actually makes me feel dehydrated. Yeah. Like the feeling of it, all the sugar, the film that it puts on your mouth, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's overboard. I feel it most with Coca-Cola, just straight up Coca-Cola. It does something to my teeth or whatever. There's like a gritty nature to it. Yeah. Let's see here at number 8, we have Wade Boggs, the Chicken Man. Chicken Man. I mean, yeah, he had. Have you ever read his chicken-centric cookbook?
No.
I feel like that would be a broadest staple there on the bookshelf.
I wonder.
Foul Tips is what it was called. F-O-W-L.
Yeah, I wonder how basic it is, though. You know, I was wondering, you know, he's probably, if he's doing chicken stuff, I wonder if it's just like baked chicken and it's not a lot of substance to it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I need to look it up. But I kind of feel like, though, a baseball player, he might have had a basic, and then as he got later in life, it's like, hey, let's do this cookbook. And then some people gave him some recipes.
Some real tips,
yeah.
Yeah, so he was just housing chicken at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah, baked chicken,
games.
I'm sure a lot of it.
You have Jason Terry's pajama shorts. Started wearing basketball shorts to bed when he was in college. He took things to the next level after heading to the NBA by amassing a sizable collection that allowed him to wear a pair worn by the team he was facing off against in the next game to bed. So I think Brian Westbrook used to do this with undies. And Brian Westbrook, man, maybe one of the more underrated players of a generation. He doesn't get talked about enough. He was nasty. But he would wear, like, say Eagles are playing the Cowboys. Saturday night, he's sleeping in Cowboys undies before the game.
Wow.
That was his thing. And you'll find here, as we get more into this list, a lot of socks, underwear, thongs, bratis, thongs.
What was the psychology behind sleeping in your opponent's underwear?
Yeah, it's like I'm going to be in you.
Oh, like I'm teabagging him?
Or I'm going to be. Maybe there's just like I'm farting on you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're farting on you.
Or it's up your rear kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to the rear here in a second with the golden thong. That's one of the all-timers, right?
I mean, is that their kink too?
Yeah.
It does sound a little kinky.
Maybe.
These basketball players are a little different, man.
They are.
They're a little different.
Yeah.
Am I right, Lucius?
They're kind of strange. I used to keep my junior high hooping shorts and wear those under my high school joints. You know what I mean?
Well, wow. Jordan did that.
Yeah.
That,
okay.
That. Had to have my extra bands on during football, but now I wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, were you like elbow? Were you wrist? Were you forearm?
It was around my neck. It was on my forearms. It was on my knees, bro. Yeah.
Ankles.
Yeah. I got my taped up on the ankles, nice and tight, same colors as the uni fam. I was looking sweet out there, bro.
Lucius, how early did you have to get to a game ready?
Pretty early. Because it's not like getting taped up and everybody's lining up. You're like, wait a minute.
7 o'clock game. Lucius is sitting in the locker room 11:30.
Serena Williams comes in here at number 6. She would wear the same exact pair of socks as she would advance through a tournament and reportedly declined to wash them in between matches to avoid washing away the good juju.
Ooh.
So you can only imagine how disgusting
she seems like she's got some sweaty
those socks became. Yeah, I mean, you're sweating out there doing tennis matches.
Have you ever had to wear the same socks like 3 days in a row, like you get caught on a vacation or a camping trip or something?
Yeah.
They start to get grimy, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, they grimy.
Do you flip it? Do you do the flip?
I have.
Yeah, you got to do the flip.
Take them off and they like rip a little bit on the bottom of your foot?
Take skin off.
Stuck to that thing like Velcro.
You also have Connor McDavid here with his superstition. He had an affinity for a particular brand of socks that provided him with an ideal grip that was unequaled by any of the alternatives he'd tried before being drafted. So, but then they stopped making them, and he got pretty ticked off about that. But it hasn't really screwed with him, right? I mean, he's still gone on to have an unbelievable career.
Could be better.
You have Sidney Crosby's jock strap. Broadus, you could probably give us the details on that. Go ahead. Really? I thought you were Sidney Crosby jockstrap guy.
No.
I thought you kind of had that.
Is it? Like? What,
I thought that was in the archives somewhere.
No, maybe it's...
Sorry about that. Maybe,
no, I just...
No, I'm sorry.
I what you're doing. I didn't... I was,
I misread my teammate. I thought you were going to be all over that.
About what?
I'm just kidding.
I think that's more of a Wolchuk thing anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It was a Reebok jockstrap.
It might have to do with something. It might be something it was the one thing that could hold the cup in place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
sometimes that's
important.
That's important.
You have Pat Mahomes' wife gifting him a pair of red underwear ahead of his first season with the Chiefs. He's worn the same ones in every game he's played since then after his career got off to a hot start. And when he's really dealing, he won't wash them. So
I wonder if that changes this year when they don't win the division for the first time in his career.
Wow, dude, this Broncos love is getting crazy. Getting crazy. You guys are all schmoes.
I bet the elastic on the front of them things are a little loose.
Yeah, that belly's
just pushing on it throughout the years.
Yes. Honey, these come in at higher size.
It's all crinkly or whatever.
If he loses
pulled
weight,
up above his navel now.
They have to tape him onto it.
You have the Giambi, Golden Thong, the Yankees. We all know about that pretty good. And as you guys mentioned, the Michael Jordan shorts. He was wearing the high school shorts under his UNC game day shorts. So that's how he would rock and roll there. There it is, your superstitions.
Thank you, Chief. Reports out of Oxnard, Jerry and Micah both not at practice. Got Cowboys Twitter excited, but Brian's sources reporting nothing to it. Not a coincidence. You can, connect those dots on. Where are we going next, Chief?
105.3 The Food, a brand new installment featuring Pat Mahomes' favorite smoothie and the headliners at this year's State Fair of Texas. That's next year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nation, thank you, Lucius. Jaden Blue down at Cowboys camp went into the tent. Speculation early is that could be looking at a sprained ankle. He did leave the tent. He was walking gingerly up some steps. Will not return to practice. So that's the latest out of Oxnard. Here's the chief.
Oh, jeez.
You good? Headphones. Got the wrong headset on. Okay.
How about that?
Going to put the right headset
Unbelievable.
On.
Unbelievable.
Rookie mistake.
You haven't even crushed that burger yet, man.
I know, dude. I'm too professional.
When a burger like that, when they put the knife through it, I think that adds a little touch to it, right?
You eat with your eyes first.
I think to me the presentation of it is great.
And you guys cut your burger in half,
I cut the burger. I had a turkey burger today, which was excellent. But I cut mine in half. When they provide the knife, I'm going to give it a go.
If they have good ranch, I'm definitely cutting the burger in half and dipping the burger in the ranch. Cheddars!
Cheddars, shout out.
That's so old school, man. Cheddars.
A lot more dippable.
The dippability skyrockets when you do something like that.
I guess there's just like, to me, when I think of cutting it in half, I think it might get loosey on me. It might fall apart, lose its integrity. There's something solid about that.
I know.
So I never do.
Yeah, I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I don't think I'm going to cut it this time. No, I think I'm just going to tear that thing up here in the break. But we have a couple of things to address here. This is a smoothie that I think only Pat Mahomes will be interested in. Have you guys seen Smoothie King and Heinz Ketchup?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Coors Light.
Collision Course. This is Smoothie King and Heinz Ketchup coming together to create what they're calling a delicious masterpiece. If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? That's kind of where they launched off on this thing. The smoothie is ketchup-based. Okay. It includes acai, sorbet, apple juice, strawberries, and raspberries with the unmistakable taste of Heinz Simply Ketchup, which is all natural and made with red ripe tomatoes full of vitamins and antioxidants. So they're painting this like a health snack, okay?
So
you're just pouring
fruit, fruit and ketchup
into your berry. Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, Reagan did establish in the 80s that ketchup counts as a vegetable. You know, that's how you got the balanced lunch out of the cafeterias. You had
what period in his presidency did he say that in? I just want to know. Was it later in the presidency?
I forget.
This is last day on the job.
They pulled it off though.
Ketchup is now a fruit. I've decided.
I've made the decision for all of us. I don't know. Ketchup is pretty. I mean, it's rampant.
Universal.
The love for it is pretty rampant. So I'm sure there's going to be people that are interested.
It probably is closer to a dessert than a health food, right?
Yeah, I mean, generally speaking, when you consider the amount of sugar that is usually
so you're
ketchup,
using, but
right?
It's ice cream sorbet, right?
Yeah, there's a sorbet as a foundation.
I just don't.
I'm just not interested in eating it, you know.
Right. That's milk,
what about drinking it?
Milk ketchup.
I mean, I would have it on my burger or hot dog or whatever. I just think that if I'm going to go get a smoothie, I want something that's popping with unbelievable flavor.
Have you ever made the mistake of getting like when you get one of those smoothies and have them put that grass stuff in it?
Oh, the wheatgrass shot?
Yeah.
That'll
boost you.
Boost you?
Yeah.
It'll blow you out.
I was about to say. Yeah, it'll clean you out.
That'll just blow you out. I remember I was like, yeah, I'll try the wheatgrass thing or whatever. And like maybe like 2 hours later, it's like I'd had soy sauce.
You were in someone's backyard.
Basically.
Yeah.
I was in pain. It was so the problems is not good.
Yeah, it'll really clean you out for sure. That wheatgrass shot's no joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the some of the food finalists for the State Fair of Texas.
And we can probably throw a couple more of these in the hodgepodge. I do think the one seed for Lucius is going to be the first one. But first, we call on Broadus, who has raised his hand in the class.
Observation, we usually go on these remotes, and Dawson will order some type of chicken wings or something like that. What's up with the salad, bro?
Well, I was at urgent care on Wednesday, Brian.
Got his vitals checked
that Tuesday.
He's scared to death, bro.
Did they tell you you were going to have a heart attack if you didn't? I mean, you need to...
Might as well be less miles and go outside and eat the gosh dang ground.
You're okay broadcasted, but I've never seen you eat. And okay, now he's going to
During Lent. Okay. During Lent, I would do this.
Okay, he's putting all the mushrooms and everything to the side. So all he's really eating here is going to be the chicken.
The chicken, yeah.
The chicken.
Chicken and salad and carrots and probably not these onions, not these tomatoes.
Working with you for 5 years.
He's a salad guy, but he's not really a lettuce
guy. Just working with you for 5 years, I've never seen you do this on a remote. So
they
that's
said,
why. Back to you, Eric.
They said the blood pressure a little high. They said to lay off of salty, fatty foods and maybe cut out the Zen pouches.
Probably the pouches, yeah.
Paul Hervey's the rest of the story.
You nailed it, Brian. Congrats.
I'm trying to be observation, worry about my teammates, you know.
That's right.
Keep me accountable for this.
It is pretty amazing to watch him attack that salad bowl. I'm about to hammer home a triple patty cheese.
Man, Monday when I found out we were coming to Jake's on Thursday, I was like, oh, dude, this is going to be amazing. I'm going for all the fried fatty foods. Yeah. And here I am. So
here you are.
It's a delicious salad, though.
It looks great.
Out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to leave us with this as a little teaser. We'll get back to it perhaps in the hodgepodge or sometime later on in the program.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I think, Lucius, this is going to be the one that jumps out to you.
Howl at me, baby. I just got my passes in the mail on Tuesday. We're ready. Season passes. We're ready.
Are you going every day?
Every day.
As many times as I possibly can. And I go by myself, too, right after work sometimes. Grab a burger.
Okay, so this is the one I think you're going to want to get in the mix on here,
Lucius.
Just tell me what you think. This is like slider style.
Oh, I've heard this one.
Wagyu bacon cheeseburger deviled egg sliders. Okay, so this is pretty ridiculous, man. I mean, this thing is like, it looks like it's like fried and crispy on the buns, but it's actually panko crusted deviled eggs they're actually the bun.
They're the vessel.
So the egg is the bun on that, Lucius, and it's panko crusted, and then it's a Wagyu cheeseburger slider.
Now, that sounds amazing, bro. I'm a pregame for the fair so I can have enough appetite to eat through those, because that sounds good for me. I'll give it a shot. I don't know how that egg yolk is going to feel, you know, compared to the burger.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have eggs on their burger. I've never done that, but I do love deviled eggs, bro. You're
ruining a good burger.
And I love a cheeseburger, so let's give it a shot.
You got bacon on there as well, Lucius.
Bacon, come
on. They got some type of sauce here.
They had to doll it up because of the deviled eggs.
Yeah. If you wrap it in bacon, it's a wrap anyway, right? Yeah. It doesn't matter what you
eat. That's true, yeah. Everything. Oh, we got Colby Tolbert Garage in the building planting the flag. Maybe he's going to hop on the mic tonight for Fan Phenom. Who knows? Who knows? My guy's got takes. All right, there it is. There's your little teaser. We'll come back later for more.
Okay, we'll get you the very latest from Oxnard as practice is going on. We have one player in the injury tent. Got to talk about the branches on that topic tree. We'll talk Rangers in the rest of the day of breaking news coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.